The conditions that led to fatal avalanches in the Washington Cascades could get worse this week. Three expert skiers died near Stevens Pass on Sunday, and a snowboarder died in a separate avalanche near Snoqualmie. Mike Moore is the director of the Northwest Weather and Avalanche Center. He says a crystalline layer of frost prevented new snow from bonding with the bottom layers. He estimates that led to hundreds, if not thousands, of avalanches in remote areas over the weekend. Moore says heavy rain in the forecast will only increase the weight of the top layer.
You're putting a stack of books on the side of a hill. Put some potato chips in there somewhere, too, and you can see how the mass of the overlying books will help to crush potato chips and also give it a nice sliding surface to release on.
Weather fluctuations this winter have created unstable conditions farther east as well in the Rocky Mountains and Intermountain West. In North Idaho, the dry start to winter made for a weak snowpack. An avalanche technician in the Idaho Panhandle says as the upper levels of snow melt, the unstable base could cause problems for backcountry skiers. February and March are often the worst months for avalanches in the Northwest.